It's the Vocalist Podcast with Duke and Dave from the SVI Media Studios in Star Valley, Wyoming. Hey, Dave, how are you today, man?
Howdy. I'm doing good, Mr. Duke. I'm glad to be here talking about the Vocalist once again. It's going to be a fantastic competition. This is what, season seven, right?
I believe it is, yes. Isn't that crazy?
Seven? I know. That's what blows me away. Seven years now. Of course, it started out as what we called Swift Idol was the original name of this competition, and named after our radio station, Swift 98.7 in Afton, Wyoming. And, of course, stole a little bit from the American Idol trend, which we've promptly moved away from that.
Yes.
And rebranded as The Vocalist.
With some legal encouragement, we moved away from that.
That's right. Yes, a little bit of that. Yeah. But no, it's great to be here, Duke. And how are you feeling about the competition? I mean, we've got auditions coming up due soon. What's going through your mind right now?
Yeah, it's all about auditions right now, right? We've had a few trickle in. We've got some coming in all the time. But the deadline is looming. Wednesday, this upcoming Wednesday, May 25th at midnight Mountain Time. Is the deadline when the clock strikes 12, it's over, right? It's over. So if you're thinking about auditioning, you're about running out of thinking time. It's time to get those submitted.
That's right. TheVocalistUSA.com, the place to go. Just click on the Audition Now link and submit it now. Duke, you know, people, like you said, wondering should they do it or not. Really? Why not throw your name in the hat? Because we've had a lot of people think they would never get in, not get close, and they do. You just never know what kind of a connection you can have. So I highly encourage everybody to put their name in and audition for The Vocalist.
Perfect example of that is our own boy, Eric Dalton, our 2021 Vocalist winner. Yep. He's a prime example of someone that just put his hat in the ring just to see what would happen. In fact, should we bring Eric on, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Looks like we do have Eric Dalton on the podcast with us now, the 2021 Vocalist winner. Eric, I got to say, over the last few years, you've accomplished a lot musically. You've won the Vocalist. You got the $10,000 prize. You're writing music. You're releasing music. You have these incredible locks of hair on top of your head, which is creating a lot of Duke and Dave envy for us over here.
So jealous.
But I got to say, right now, at this moment, has got to be the pinnacle of everything, right? Being on the podcast, the Vocalist Podcast with Duke and Dave.
Right.
This is the coolest, yeah?
This is the peak. I've officially peaked. This is the best thing. Thanks for having me, guys. You guys are hilarious.
You've made it, Eric. And as I understand, your Grandma Jean is also in your presence right now, so want to make sure we welcome Grandma Jean with us.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to tune in.
Grandma Jean, I got to ask you a question. Tell me a little bit about Eric. Has he always kind of been just such a nice guy? I mean, he's seriously like the top 10 coolest guys I know. Has he always been this way?
Always. He's truly great.
Awesome.
Love Thanks, it. Grandma.
Yeah. As Eric slips a $5 bill over. Yeah. Thank you.
She's given me too many of those over the years.
I bet. Eric, I got to tell you, I'm one of your biggest fans. And here's why. Because you've got just a beautiful voice, man. And I remember when I heard your audition last year when you submitted for The Vocalist, it came through and I was like, wow, this guy's got it going on, you know? And I know that's just kind of your style, right? Like, you find something that works for you, and I think you were very good as a judge as well at the Teen Vocalist competition we had a little while ago. But I wanted to pick your brain for those people who are on the fence about whether or not to submit their audition for the upcoming competition. Any tips or tricks you've got for them? I mean, what would you say to them to have a successful audition?
You know, last year when I heard about the competition, it really sparked my interest. You know, I'm really just interested in sharing my music at any opportunity I get. And I didn't necessarily have, you know, high expectations. I just went into it thinking this is a great opportunity. Why would I pass this up? And so I actually recorded an audition at my house, and I took it to some friends at work the next day, and they told me, they said, okay, this is great, but the audio, you know, I don't know if this is what we need. And so my coworkers, they said, let's re-record it right here at work in the office. And so they took me into this room, and he had some old, you know, Apple headphones, and he said, "I think this is what the kids are doing these days." And he plugged the headphones into the phone. He said, "Sing into this speaker and let's see how it sounds." So I literally recorded the audition on my shift at work at the hospital, in my coworker's office, and submitted it, you know, that week. And I think there was only 1 week left to audition. I'm so glad I just saw the advertisement pop up on social media. That's really what, you know, sparked my interest. I saw that and kind of remembered I had heard of the competition the year before. And so I had 1 week to audition, and I just threw it in there, and I was so thrilled to, you know, be picked. It was such a great experience. So I say, why pass up an opportunity? You know, you never know what might happen.
Eric, here's the thing I love about your story through The Vocalist and everything is that you are a late bloomer when it comes to singing. I mean, you didn't even know you could sing until your guitar class, right? You hadn't had professional training. I mean, vocal lessons. You just loved to sing and got really good at it. And so the thing I love about your story is you don't have to be a professional singer per se to audition and potentially even win this thing. You could just be a hobby singer and get into this.
Oh, absolutely. I am by no means technically trained. And, you know, I definitely respect everyone who's, you know, had vocal lessons and been doing music their whole lives. There's some incredibly vocally trained singers. But you're right. If you haven't had that, if you've just picked up a guitar this year, you know, you like to write and you're experimenting now with, you know, writing music. Why not take that further and see what talents you haven't discovered about yourself? I think I'm a big believer that there's so much that we have to offer that we might not even know, and you're not going to know unless you try new things. So I definitely agree with that statement.
That's an awesome message, Eric. And something that I really appreciate about you is that you're not afraid to take risks, right? Because, I mean, coming out into The Vocalist, I mean, to audition, to come on stage and go for it, there's going to be a level of risk-taking. One of my favorite stories that I tell people all the time about you is when we came to interview you for the film portion for The Vocalist competition, we left your house and I was talking to Duke, and I was just like, man, you know, this guy is just he sounds so good. I was like, I bet he'd sound good with this song, you know. And it was Boxes by Gavin James, and I remember asking you, I was like, man, you should really try that song sometime. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, maybe I will. You know, I've never heard of it before, but, you know, I'll give it a whirl. And then literally, all right, Duke and I are at the next appointment filming our next contestant, and so this is probably like, what, 45 minutes, Duke?
Yeah, not even that long.
Something was, like yeah. that, you know, less than that. And I get a buzz in my pocket from my phone, and it's you. You just sent me a dang clip of that song. And I wanted to play it right now because it's so dang good that I feel like, you know what, I want people to hear the risk-taking you took. This is a song you never heard before. I mean, you probably just barely, you know, turned it on.
Never heard it.
And then you busted out. Here's a little sample of Eric Dalton.
Went to the wrong school, wearing the wrong shoes. Told me that I should sit down and just bite my tongue. Cause if you're lucky, get to university, say three Hail Marys and everything bad will be gone.
Okay, so this is my favorite version of this song. This is on my Apple Music. I listen to this more than the actual song, you know, just so good.
And I'm not buying what you're trying. I haven't heard that recording in a really long time. You're right. I had never heard that song. I was not expecting you to play that either right now. That's so awesome to hear. I'm pretty used to, you know, someone giving me a song request and I just have to kind of go for it sometime. And I love trying new music. I might have mentioned before, but my grandpa, on my mom's side of the family, he'll come over and he's the one who will just throw out request after request of these songs from, you know, the olden days, I call them, that yeah. I've just never heard before. But there's some really good gems of music out there that, you know, I wouldn't know if he wouldn't have given to me. And I'll listen to them for a little bit on, you know, my phone. And then within you know, 45 seconds, I have to give him, you know, what I got. And so I was glad when you gave me that request. That was fun. I'll take more requests. Send them my way, guys.
All right. Well, I have one for you. Okay. I'll wait till the end of our interview to give it to you. But I heard one earlier today. I was like, I want the Eric Dalton version. I need it. So I got one to give to you. All right. So Eric, when it comes to the vocalist, of course, winning the thing last year was probably pretty cool. I mean, it had to be a pretty cool high point. But tell us about the overall experience, what it was like to be with the other contestants, to be on the stage, just the overall vocal experience with David Archuleta was our judge last year. And for those that are going to audition and are lucky enough to be selected, why was this such a cool thing for you overall?
That was my favorite part was, you know, yeah, obviously winning was shocking and amazing, but my absolute favorite part was just being able to participate in the competition. It was so neat to meet the other contestants and hear, you know, our unique styles and takes on, you know, the songs we sang. And it's just really exciting to, you know, be on a stage like this. And then also just in a town as awesome as Afton, Wyoming. And I'm not just saying that to get brownie points, guys. Like,
well, you got them. You got the brownie points.
It was so fun to perform for Afton and just being on that stage in that little rodeo stadium, you know, and having everyone out there cheering. That was an experience I'll never forget. So it really is an awesome feeling to be part of the competition, win or lose. And I hope people realize that there's so much more. I would have been thrilled, you know, even if I didn't end up with that first place spot. I was shocked, you know, it really just being a part of this kind of Afton family is what's been the biggest gift for me. So really love that about it.
You absolutely are part of the family. I'll tell you that right now, Eric. Eric, you're going to be able to come back as well because you are, of course, going to be the judge as well at the upcoming competition in August. I wanted to maybe pick your brain on that for a moment as well. For those that want to join the competition and get into it, and you'll be helping with the selection process as well a little bit with some of the auditions. What kind of things are you looking for when it comes to judging and finding the right fit to be in the vocalist? What are some of those things?
You know, it was really neat being able to judge the teen vocalist competition. I really tried to listen to each song and pick out just some unique stuff that each contestant did to make the song their own. I think that's what I look for, is some authenticity in song choice and delivery. You know, I'm a songwriter. I like to take a song and really put my twist on it. And I think that's what I really look for, is that, you know, people can pick a song that maybe relates to them, or they can help other people, you know, relate to that song, tell that story in your own way. I think that's something that I'll be looking for when listening.
That's Eric Dalton, the 2021 vocalist winner, coming back for 2022. He'll be on stage as one of the judges and sitting next to Darcy Lynn, for crying out loud. Eric, you were there when we made that announcement. What was going through your mind when we said, oh, by the way, Eric, how about you sit on stage with an AGT winner and big time performer like her?
Oh, I've seen all the shows, right? Like, I'm one of those people. So I absolutely knew the name when it was called, and that's really exciting. I'm a little nervous to sit next to the puppets, or, you know, her characters that she brings with her. I think I'm more nervous for them than her. You never know what they might say. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. It should be a blast.
It is going to be a blast. Eric Dalton, the man, the legend, the winner of the Vocalist 2021. Of course, you can find him on Spotify and on Apple Music. Just search for Eric Dalton. You've got a number of songs on there, Eric. Very nice voice. Just so fun to listen to. And I'm just glad you were able to take some time to talk to us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. Me and my grandma, my aunt here, we're happy to talk with you.
Eric, you performed Indian Summer. We're looking for that when you get the recording released. Sunroof. Have you heard the song Sunroof? It's fairly new. It's pretty popular right now. Nikki Yor is the singer of Sunroof. Ring a bell?
I haven't heard
it. Okay, I was hoping you wouldn't have heard it. because Dave was talking up the boxes story. So look it up. Sunroof, Nicky Yore. I want the Eric Dalton version. That's my request.
All right, it's coming your way, Duke.
Oh, awesome. Oh, Eric, it's always a pleasure. Grandma Jean, thank you.
Thank you so much for letting me listen in.
You bet. It's the Vocalist Podcast with Eric Dalton. Oh, man, Eric Dalton. What else can be said about Eric Dalton?
You know, look, Duke, I'm going to get real right now, okay? We're going to level with you.
Oh, boy.
You know, here it comes. I am a straight man, okay, 100%. But I'm going to tell you right now, that guy, I might have a man crush on because he is such a good guy. But, man, just what a great voice, too, right? I mean, seriously, the guy can sing anything. And he has his own twist. I love that he mentioned there his you know, his advice to those who are wanting to audition or be on the show, really just make it your own. Put your own spin on there. And he does that so well.
Absolutely does. So submit those auditions. You could be just like Eric Dalton. Dave could have a man crush on you. Who knows?
Right.
I mean, if you don't submit an audition, you'll never know if that happens or not. So
yeah, I won't, you know, the opposite gender, I might stay away from that, but I'll still be very impressed. Okay,
right.
I will.
That's right. TheVocalistUSA.com. Get those auditions in. The deadline is Wednesday, May 25th at midnight Mountain Time. So if you'd like to submit that audition, one thing I thought was cool that Eric said was just the overall experience of being on the show.
Yeah.
Even if you don't win the thing, which of course is the goal, just to be selected is a pretty huge honor because we have auditions from all over the nation, coast to coast, and just to be on the show is an honor. And we try and give our contestants that prime experience. And we hope they really do feel that. And just to have the opportunity. So, I mean, even if you're not thinking you can win the $10,000, just go for the experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a couple of things we do, that we try to do anyway, is the day before the competition, we have a big, you know, banquet. We're inviting Darcy Lynn to be there. And so a chance for the contestants to meet each other. And you kind of become inducted into the vocalist family, is
absolutely.
What we call it. Because we really try to keep tabs on each other. And it's kind of fun, Duke, because I've noticed this every year, every season, the contestants have this bond, you know, and it's not, I mean, there's surely it's a competition, right? So there's a little bit of a, yeah, you know, I want to win, of course, but they're so supportive of each other. Every year it seems like they come out stronger than they did when they first came in. And I like watching that. That's a lot of fun. So the banquet time, they get to bond a little bit. We go through the whole process with everyone and answer questions, you know, walk yourselves through it. And that's a lot of fun that day before that banquet that we hold.
Yeah.
I think it's just kind of a cool thing that we try to do and offer people a chance to, you know, to be part of the vocalist family.
The food's good also
at that
banquet. Yeah, that's
food.
A big plus. And then the next day, the day of the competition, we always have kind of a walkthrough the morning of and everything. The contestants can get up on stage. And David, this is a professional concert stage. I mean, these stages have had some of the biggest names in music perform on them, has the lights and the professional sound crew and everything with it. As Eric said, being on stage and the crowd in front of you, it really is a concert atmosphere, and you really do kind of feel like a big-time performer. It's a neat experience.
It really is. For fact, that stage, I remember it was a couple of years ago, but they had just gotten done with Willie Nelson, you know, and then they brought him in. I think there was other artists, too, that they had up on there recently, but that's kind of fun, right? It's a big stage, professional. We've got, you know, a nice video background going, which makes me very happy, video going. But it really is. It's a great opportunity for people to come out of their shell, if you will. So if you're really wanting to try yourself as a singer and make yourself a vocalist, right? This is your chance. And just, you know, Eric kind of talked about it there as well, the experience he got being, you know, in that setting, in that arena, people cheering, you know, and then of course there's the next part of the game, right? Where the judges talk, you get to meet Darcy Lynn, you get to go through that whole experience and you get to have people vote for you, you know, and just a lot of fun. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. Why not go for it? And you could win $10,000 for land's sake.
That's a nice little bonus to put the cherry on top of everything. It really is a cool experience, and we want you to be part of the Vocalist family. So don't be on the fence anymore. Get those auditions in at thevocalistusa.com. That's thevocalistusa.com. Wednesday night, May 25th. Midnight. That's the audition deadline. So you've got to get those in. Dave, we also want to encourage everyone to go follow our social media stuff, the TikTok, the Instagram, the Facebook. and get all the updates and keep connected that way.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to kind of follow these contestants around. In fact, we're going to continue this podcast as well for people to follow along with the contestants and winners of the Vocalist. We've had some great success from a lot of our contestants going on. A couple of them that we'll bring on the podcast here shortly. But, you know, ones who've gone on and now released albums, you know, they're gaining more traction. And it's just fun to be kind of a part of their story, to know that they were once a part of this show. And you know, sometimes I call it like, yep, that person's going to go really far. You know, yeah, what I mean?
Right.
Most of the time sometimes I'm like, you know, I don't see it, but it's so much fun to see them come out.
By the way, if you want some tips on your audition before you submit it, go check out last week's podcast. We had Jamie Hale on the podcast. She's our coach for the Vocalist, works with all of our contestants. She's phenomenal. Had some great tips for submitting a good audition. So go check that out.
That's right. And again, thevocalistusa.com to get that audition in. Duke, any last tips you've got? I mean, this is your last call for it. What's your last, like, very good tip for people putting their auditions
Just
in?
Do it.
Just do it.
It's one of those things where I hear it all the time. People say, I didn't submit an audition because I don't know if I'm going to get in. I don't think I'm too old. I'm too young. Yeah. I don't sing the right style of music. All those excuses aren't valid because the Vocalist has never been genre specific.
Right.
It's been open to whatever you want. You can't be too young. But you can't be too old. I want everyone to audition. So just get it done. 'Cause you never know. If you don't audition, then you'll always be wondering and thinking, I wonder if I could have made it. I wonder if I could have been on that stage.
Right. Well, and I will say this too. This competition is gaining more and more traction each year. So just saying, it's probably wise to put your name in the hat earlier on, right?
Yeah.
Then wait a couple of years because maybe you're like, not this year, maybe next year.
That's valid.
I think the time to strike is now because this thing is gaining more and more traction. We are the largest singing competition in the Rocky Mountains. So, I mean, it's only going to get bigger from here. We have big plans as well for it to get even bigger than it is now. So, you know what? You might as well strike while the iron's hot.
Absolutely. So go to thevocalistusa.com. I'm the host of The Vocalist, Duke Dance.
I'm David Kuzer.
He produces all the magic stuff behind the scenes, all the fancy video things.
That's right.
That's what David Kuzer does. Hey, thanks for joining The Vocalist Podcast. Catch you next week.